I believe it was a first here at Emmanuel, this area used by the Red Cross on Saturday to gather blood donations, which involved some of you as blood donors. Now, since then, if I understand the science correctly, your body has replenished the amount of blood taken. You did not experience what the organ donor goes through when he gives up his heart. He has to die first before that heart can go from his body into the body of someone who needs it. It is a very rare thing when it costs a life to save a life. Let's turn from the physical to the spiritual as the ultimate example. The full forgiveness of our sins, our certain hope of eternal life, these treasures that we have in the Bible, were decisively purchased with a life, with blood, precious blood at that, the very blood of God Himself. It had to be that way because no amount of money or human effort or animal blood, animal sacrifices, could do what God required. Today we hear from a verse in both Testaments, and these two verses have certain words in common: redeem, redemption, precious, costly. First, Psalm 49. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their souls is costly. Well, the Apostle Peter said a similar thing with similar words. 1 Peter 1. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. When Jesus redeemed all of us from our sins using the payment of His blood, that, you realize, was the direct result of the fact that God is both loving and holy. It's such a short word, holy, four letters. But the concept, we struggle to comprehend it because we are the opposite. We're thoroughly stained by our many sins, corrupt from the inside out by nature. As sinful people, we do the opposite of what God does. We think the opposite of what God thinks and want the opposite of what God wants. Now, since God is always holy, there's this requirement of you and me that does not change. His requirement for each one is that you, the individual, have a righteousness, your own righteousness, that measures all the way up to absolute sinlessness, holiness. The equivalent of God's own righteousness. What does the Bible say here? Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Now, if we fail to meet that perfect standard, there is a consequence. Payment has to be made. Let's understand the very serious nature of our debt owed to God. I believe most of you have yet to face significant financial debt. That day may come. Hopefully it does not mean for you the kind of financial burden where the bills keep piling up and there's no way out in sight. This does happen to people. And even if it happened to us, it's nothing compared to the spiritual debt of our sins. That truly has the potential to wipe us out forever. We need the kind of bailout that's bigger and better than anything the federal government is planning to help failing banks in this country. We need a heavenly bailout sent from God. We need Jesus, who came to pay two kinds of debt for you. Did you know that? You owe God in two ways. When God says, "You owe me obedience to every commandment all the time." Well, Jesus paid that when he lived a perfect life and made it count as your obedience, as though you have already done everything God requires. And when God says, "You owe me payment, punishment for every sin you've done," well, Jesus paid that debt on the cross. It was more than painful death by crucifixion. As we've heard in Lenten services in chapel lately, Jesus became the target of God's anger aimed at all of our sins. Jesus really did suffer exactly what hell is like as a big, big part of the debt payment. Jesus paid for you through prayer, persistence, and pain. Your Savior paid with sweat, tears, blood. The psalm writer says the redemption of souls is costly. Too high of a price, in fact, for one mere mortal to die for another. It costs more than a life to save your life. As Psalm 49 explains, "I can't pay your sin debt for you. You can't do this for me. But Jesus has done this for all." As Peter said, "His blood is precious. It's the blood and the sacrifice of God the Son that really does make the payment count for everyone in the eyes of God the Father." During the season of Lent, we have extra opportunity to go back to the cross and value what is there for us. It's more than a symbol for your Christian faith. It's more than the location of Good Friday. The cross really is, for you, a multi-purpose resource for your spiritual life on several fronts. You can go to the cross for the absolute assurance that God forgives all your sins, because it's not based on you, it's based on the blood of Christ. You can go to the cross for the assurance that heaven is open, your place in heaven is paid for with precious blood. The cross tells us the reason why God answers all of our prayers. And it even gives us the strength and power to live differently, to go out of here with the resolve to do what He says and want to do so. Let's face this powerful cross with a final, and I'm hoping will be a lingering question for you, for me. What shall our response be to this awesome payment of precious blood? Aren't we compelled to say, "That's incredible. He did that for me. I don't deserve this. And yet there it is." Don't we also need to say, "I did that to Him. I put Him up there on that cross, as did you. Your sins, my sins, were the real reason for His suffering, His bleeding and His dying." Aren't we also going to have an impulse of our faith to say, "Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for stepping in my place under the Holy God, living my life of perfect obedience and making that count, and also paying this awesome debt of my sins so that it's no longer on me. Thank you, Jesus, for buying my place in heaven, buying my place in God's family forever as His forgiven child and heir. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the awesome price of our redemption. Amen. Our thanks may continue as we sing hymn 155, the first three stanzas of 155. There's an announcement afterwards.